Well, you clicked on me. What would you like me to talk about? Not so easy when it's up to you, is it?
Ron Van Dam is an experienced talk show host. Do not attempt to try this at home.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird. If you like that sort of thing.
Yeah. What of it? What's your point?
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. Right here. This is it. This is pretty much it.
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you, Julie. Welcome to the program. I have one question for you.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today, today? What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing?
I have finally figured out why women buy so much clothing.
Oh.
This had floored me through the centuries since I was born in 1827. This has floored me. Why does a particular sex, women, why do they get so much pleasure in obtaining new clothing? Why? Men don't feel that way. First of all, you never, ever, 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 and I can't say ever, never enough, you never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever, ever see a man in a clothing store buying clothing for himself. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. They did a survey through Macy's and Sears, and the survey pretty much said, why don't you just close your doors completely? But that has nothing to do with it. The survey said that men just don't shop for themselves unless they're, you know what I'm saying? Not that there's anything wrong with that. But women, by the droves, they love to clothes shop. Oh, they go through the racks. Man, they go through the racks. Anything that's their size, they're flipping through every single article of clothing. They can be there for hours, and they have to try everything on. You know they don't like it. You know it won't fit, but I got to try it on. It's some kind of a game for them. Men, they hate to try things on. Even when they go shopping with their girlfriends or their wives or something, you know, they say, well, try it on, Fred. Fred, try it on. Make sure it fits. It looks really good on you. Try it on. And Fred always says, I don't know, I don't want to go, I don't want to have to, I don't want to go in there, I don't want to take my clothes off in there, it's just so much work, I don't want to do this. Yeah, you know, if it fits, it fits, whatever, I don't care. Men just don't care about the clothing thing at all. It doesn't excite them, they don't want to be there, they don't want any new kind of garment on their skin. No, men don't want it. How does a man obtain socks and underpants? Does he ever buy them for himself? No. The woman in his life does it. Could even be the mother, which is, you know, probably is the woman in his life. She'll buy him the socks and the underpants. The wife will buy the socks and the underpants. The girlfriend will buy the socks and the underpants. The guy will never do that. Ever. It's like an unwritten law. It's in the Bible. And in the Torah, in that scroll thing. It's in the Dead Sea Scrolls. Even the Dead Sea Scrolls said it in it. On scroll number 7, roll number 23. Do they have pages and scrolls? I don't think so. It's just like scroll down like 3 feet in on the thing and you'll find the paragraph. How do you find something in a scroll? Why do you have to read the whole thing to get to the part that you're looking for? How do you find something in a scroll? How do you describe to somebody where something is in a scroll? The Torah is a scroll. It's the Jewish Bible, kind of. And how do you find something in there? Are there bookmarks? I don't understand how that works. I guess I just don't understand certain things. We'll leave it at that. Men don't like the shop at all, unless it's for TVs or something manly, maybe tools or something. I don't understand why, but that excites them for some reason. For some reason, a wrench excites a man, and a shoe excites a woman. Anyway, my original point was, I finally do understand something about women, about the clothes shopping thing. I kind of get it. Not that I get excited by buying clothes. Oh, nay. No, not at all. Oh, no. I don't mind it, to be honest with you. I have gone clothes shopping for myself many times. I don't mind it. I do not like to go into the little changing room, I must admit. I don't like that. I enjoy the privacy of it, where when you close the door, it's like a bathroom stall. It's like going to the bathroom in a public restroom if you have to take a number two. See, for guys, the only privacy you get is when you sit down on the toilet. When you have to do number one, you know what that is. Let's not play games here. That you do in public. You stand up in front of a urinal, and there are other people that can do the same right next to you. There's no privacy involved there. It's kind of awkward, to be honest with you. I guess it's a male bonding without bonding. But doing the number two thing, you get your own stall, you get to close the door, you can do what you want in there, you can watch TV, you can hold a party, I don't know. It's the same thing in the changing booth at a clothing store. You're in your own little enclosure, and it's kind of cool. You don't have to rent it or pay for it. You can go in there and sit there if you want, if you're a little tired, sit down, take a nap, and it's kind of nice, actually. It's like a motel room without paying the motel fee. It's kind of nice. I would love to sit in a changing booth in a clothing store and order room service, but they don't have that. Anyway, I don't like trying on clothes. However, I do understand something about women's obsession with new clothes. Because now I'm starting to understand it. You see, I'm going through a little period in my life. Yes, I finally am getting my period. Oh boy. I'm going through a period in my life where every day seems the same as the next. I know you're going through this too, because I feel for you. I know what you're going through. I don't know you. I don't know who the hell you are, but I feel for you. I think we go through the same things in life. And after the holidays, it just seemed like every day was the same as the next. The only difference was the temperature outside changes a little bit. Sometimes it'll rain. Sometimes it'll snow. Sometimes it'll be warm. Sometimes it'll be freezing cold. That's about the only variance in my life at all. I struggle to find something different to eat for dinner every night because it's the same thing over and over again. By the way, to get off the subject, which I do all the time, chicken's amazing. Isn't chicken amazing? This little bird, this little thing in the pecking order, this little bird, there are like thousands of ways to prepare chicken. Not to cook a chicken, not to kill a chicken, not to pluck a chicken, but to prepare it. Chicken with, this is the funniest thing with cookbooks. There's like a 1,000-page cookbook on 1,000 different ways to present a chicken. And they're so stupid. The recipes are so stupid. There's chicken with apricots. I wonder what kind of, well, you put the chicken in the oven, you throw some apricots on it, and then you eat it. What kind of recipe is this? There's chicken with rice. They even do chicken with rice in this recipe book. Guess how you make that? You cook the chicken and some rice, and you eat them together. That's chicken with rice. It's so odd. How about mushroom chicken? You get some chicken, you get some mushrooms, or to cut it real short, you open up a can of Campbell's mushroom soup, you bake it together, and you eat the damn thing. That's your recipe. That's handed down from Grandma.
It's a secret recipe. You take the chicken, you cook it, and you put mushroom soup on it, and you eat it.
Wow, Grandma. How did you figure that out? There is actually a recipe in this book called Chicken with Artichokes. And I'll give you the recipe. It's from my grandmother. You take a chicken, you cook it, and you put artichokes on it. Seriously, Ron? Yes, it's kind of just that simple. Cookbooks. Cookbooks my ass. Anyway, I mean, some of them are a little more intricate, but not much, to be honest with you. That's how they fill up the pages. How about chicken with tomatoes? Well, how do you do that? You get some tomatoes, you see, and a chicken, and you put the tomatoes with the chicken, you bake it, and you eat it. Really? Is there a secret ingredient? Yes, yes. Add a little water. It keeps it moist. Oh my God, I could have never figured out that water keeps something moist. You mean water is actually makes it like a little moister because it steams from the water? Yes, Ron, I would have never thought that. I didn't know water did that stuff. Oh yes, water's amazing. It's a great ingredient. Here's my secret ingredient, oregano. Really? Was this through miles of research here? Was somebody spend their life saying, I could cure cancer, or I can figure out how to make the spaghetti sauce just a little tastier? Was that the journey of this person?
I haven't cured cancer, but my spaghetti sauce rocks.
Anyway, I have figured out why women like to buy clothes. Oh, Ron, Jesus Christ. What the hell's wrong with you, man? Yes, because day after day after day, everything seems the same except for the weather. We went through that. So what would be different? What could possibly be different? I could use a different soap when I shower, but I don't think that would be enough. Somehow I'm missing that. Here's what I found out that women understand that men don't. Buy some new clothes. Get this now. When you get up in the morning, this is so cool. Wear the new clothes that you bought and you feel different. I didn't know that. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Because people, when they see you at the office or in the street or whatever, they will say, oh, you look different today. Is that a new shirt? Why, yes, it is. Very, very nice. Conversation happened. Something new happened. That's why women do that, to get compliments, to feel that they are doing something new, that they are wearing something new. It spices up their spirit for the day. Now, granted, here's the catch, and this is why I now understand women's clothing. Here's the catch. After the first day that you wear the new clothes, if you wear them again, they're not new anymore. That feeling of putting on something new for the first time in public to your friends, to your colleagues, that feeling is gone because it already happened. So what's the only answer to all of that? Buy new clothes again. And that's why that happens so frequently. That's why women shop almost on a daily basis. Or when they do shop, they'll buy three or four different things so that they can, you know, they're okay for 3 or 4 days now. That's why they don't wear anything twice. It's because they won't get a comment about it anymore. It won't feel new on their bodies. It's not a new clothing event. I get it. I understand you now. I get it. This is important information. I feel like shouting it from the highest hill. Only problem is, I'm just too lazy to get to the top of that hill to shout it.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today, today? What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today, today?
That was fun.
You're listening to The Big Show by John Van Dam. I wish I could listen to it too. But sometimes he says bad words.
Gentlemen, you know that when you decide to get engaged, you'll be making one of the most important investments of your life. Think about it. From the moment you get down on bended knee and present the ring, how much you actually love someone will be judged solely on the size of the stone you buy. And not just by the one you love, but by literally everyone she knows. And strangers. At Schlickershek the Jewelers, we know that when you're about to cough up what amounts to a few months' rent to obtain the exclusive naming rights to a vagina, you want to be able to be sure that you've made the best choice. So if you've decided it's time to staple gun your man tackle to a single hitching post and to never be able to experience the simple joy of a meaningless hookup without handing over half your stuff, come to Schlickershek the Jewelers and see our amazing line of certified, high-quality, shallow female ego strokers. Take it from me, Herbert Schlickershek. I'm not just your local jeweler. I've been married 6.5 times. Vegas marriages, boys. Very easy to annul when the shrew goes south on you. And she will.
How you doing? It's the Ron Van Dam Show. We do this every single freaking weekday. Unless it's a holiday, then I sleep late. Just like you. I'm just like you, really. You can reach me. I prefer you don't. But if you have to, maybe you've written a book or you've done something interesting and you want to be one of our interview guests or whatever. Or perhaps you have an interesting topic that you wish to be analyzed and destroyed by myself, you can go to the International Email System of America. Email me, in other words. It's ronvandamshow@gmail.com. ronvandamshow@gmail.com. Hmail didn't work out for me. I'm doing the G now. Or you can visit the Facebook page. I don't know why you would do something like that. There's not much there except for advertising. I don't even know what it is. Oh, I know. It's New England Broadcasting, The Ron Van Dam Show. New England Broadcasting, The Ron Van Dam Show. Go to Facebook and like it. Or, I don't know what happens when you like it. I don't get any money for it. The point of that is, to be honest with you. Cost me like $600-700 to create that Facebook page, and I kept asking the creators why this was so important, and they said, well, because you really have to have a Facebook page for your show. I said, okay, like, how do I get the money back for what I'm spending to have it done, the money that I'm spending on you? And they said, you don't get it back. Because you're an ass for doing this to begin with. That's why. It's your payback. And they were right. This is Jason Shaw, who does a lot of the incidental music for us here. Thank you, Jason Shaw. Jason Shaw Productions. Good boy. He's a good man. Or he's a man boy. Of course, John Shanahan, who is the announcer and does the commercials and all those things. He's the hell of a guy. Without him, there wouldn't be him. And, of course, the other people that contribute to this program behind the scenes that I wish not to mention, otherwise they wouldn't be behind the scenes, and it's important that they stay there. Boom, 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 boom. I love the bass. Bass is a great instrument. A boom, 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 boom. You know why they invented the bass, why there's bass in music? So you can tell how good your speakers or your sound system is. I think that's the only reason. If you don't have good speakers and a good sound system, the bass is just like a sound. But if you have a good sound system or good speakers, the bass is something that you feel. You can feel it vibrating in your body. And that's what a bass is supposed to do. It's supposed to break through that level, give it that depth. So that's really what the bass is about. I find jazz music to be interesting. I play jazz music in the background when I'm doing certain things in order to give me a lift, a little bounce in my step. It really does that. It's pretty cool. But jazz does something that other forms of music don't do. They give the bass player a solo. It's just nowhere else in the music genre of life do you ever have the bass do quite a lengthy solo. Only in jazz do they do that. As a matter of fact, in jazz, every single individual instrument has a solo in every single song. No matter what the song is, it can even be a song that was not jazz to begin with, and now this is a jazz version. In the jazz version, every single freaking instrument will have a lengthy solo. It's like nowhere else. And I find it humorous. Well, I can understand a lead guitar having a solo in a song. I get that. A piano, a little solo. I get that. A saxophone, a little solo. I get that. The bass, no. Every once in a while, the crowd goes wild when the drummer has a solo. You know, the drummer goes crazy. And people go, wow, he's hitting stuff really interestingly. Drums are a background thing. But every once in a while, as a treat, the drummer will do a solo. In jazz, they go one step further. Everybody gets a solo, even the bass player. Here's the bass player's solo, as I will perform for you, in every single jazz song. A boom, 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 boom. A boom, 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 boom. A boom, 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 boom. A boom, 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 boom. A boom, 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 boom. A boom, 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 boom. A boom, 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 boom. A boom, 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 a boom, boom, boom. A boom, 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 a boom, boom, boom. A boom, 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 a boom, 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 a boom, 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 a boom, 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 boom. And then the crowd starts applauding. I don't get it. I just don't. There's no reason for a bass player to ever be doing a solo. There's just no reason. You can't do that much on a bass. You're somewhat limited by the bass itself. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, please, stop it. Just stop it. The only reason that they give a bass player a solo, they don't want the bass player after the gig to say, hey, everybody did a solo but me.
How come I couldn't do a solo too?
'Cause your instrument doesn't do that much.
I don't care. Everybody else got a solo. I didn't get a solo.
Oh, shut up. Go play with another group. Just shut up. Everybody gets a solo in a jazz group. Even the waiter. Even the waiter in the kitchen dropping plates. They will get a solo. And now the drummer. And now the bass player. And now the busboy dropping plates in the kitchen. That's true. It's true. you laugh, but it's true. Everybody gets a solo. Even you get a solo. Do you want a solo? You get a solo. You get a solo. You get a solo. And you get a solo. And you get a solo. Everybody gets a solo. And now the busboy dropping plates in the kitchen. And now the bass. Boom, 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 boom. All right, that's enough. That's enough. All right, Ron, that's enough.
You are listening to the Ron Van Dam Show, and that gets you a podcasting high five. It's like a regular high five, but no one knows that you did it. Or cares. Or anything, really.
Ay-yay-yay-yay-yay. Let's go to Las Vegas, shall we, and see what kind of stuff is going on there. Here we go, L.A. Todd Townsend joins us. He's nationally recognized consumer trends and technology expert. You see him on ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, and local and national broadcast media outlets. He joins us now. We're talking about what's next in high tech for the new year. What is next, Todd?
Well, I'll tell you, you never know what's next here at CES because there's so many cool futuristic things. The show started in the late 60s. There were 17,000 people there. Now we've got almost 180,000 people here to see about what's coming up next in the future technology. We're seeing it in everything from items we use in the house today to far-out futuristic things. So, for example, I've got with me here a new refrigerator from Whirlpool. They actually won an award last year at the show, and they've won another award this year. It's what they're calling their French door-within-door refrigerator. If you open the side of this refrigerator, there's a separately cooled compartment with its own cold space, and beverages are right there in front, and they're colder, and you can grab them easily. It's an active cooling system. Hmm. It's new technology. Nice. Or if you open the door normally, you've got a full refrigerator door. So something like that that we're used to using all the time, it's just gotten better and easier to use and a little more innovative.
Mm-hmm.
Something like virtual reality. We're hearing about virtual reality these days, mainly for the home. But now Honda's got something called their Dream Drive system for passengers.
Wow.
And in the future in Honda vehicles, you'll be able to wear a virtual reality headset or glasses. And as you're taking a trip, you can look out the window, and you're going to get real-time information about what you're seeing outside in the headset. For example, if you're driving by, and let's say you're taking a trip to the Grand Canyon, you can look out and look at the Grand Canyon, and it's going to give you real information about what you're seeing out the window. Kind of cool, huh?
Very cool.
And, say your morning cup of coffee. You could be driving down the road, and you look out at a coffee shop, and in this headset, it's going to pop up and tell you whether it's open. It's going to show you a menu. You'll be able to touch and select something on the menu and order that item, and it'll be ordered. So when you pull into the coffee shop, it's ready for you to pick up right then.
Wow.
So we're bringing this kind of virtual world into our real daily life routine.
So someday we might be wearing glasses all the time with information coming through.
Well, yeah, exactly. Things are kind of morphing from flat screens and phones down. We're talking about 5+ years out the road, at least, to something other than phones like glasses. But speaking of phones, I mean, phones are still hot here. They've been out for a few years.
Yeah.
But what's happening is innovative features are becoming more affordable. LG's got the LG K10. This phone's got this beautiful metal frame. It's got a 5.3-inch high-definition screen, a 13-megapixel rear camera, and a front camera with a 120-degree lens for these really wide-angle selfies. Now, all those features used to be on really, really expensive phones, but they've gone from the flagship models to the mid-range, so they've become affordable for more people.
Good, good.
If you want to find out about any of this stuff, you can go to betterstufforlife.com to find out about some of those things. And then there's all the futuristic things coming out as well.
Great. Hey, is there gambling on the convention floor in Las Vegas?
Not on the convention floor, but you have to, all you have to do is step outside the door and there's plenty.
Okay. One more time when we can get more information and some more exciting things that that are out for 2017.
For this, you can go to betterstuffforlife.com. Mm-hmm. If you want more information about the general show, people can just search for CES 2017. There's all kinds of tech blogs and news sites. They can find out about futuristic drones, electric vehicles, artificial intelligence.
Wow.
Just all kinds of things going on here in Las Vegas.
Exciting and almost too much for my brain to take in. Todd, thanks for your time today.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me on.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, care, Todd. Bye-bye. All right. Now, as long as we're hawking products, let's go hawking different types of food, shall we?
Hey, Ron.
Hey, Francis. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Francis Langerman Roth is a nutritionist featured on Today's Show, Good Morning America, CBS This Morning, The Talk, CNN, Rachel Ray Show. God, you're everywhere.
I try.
Wow. Wow. Okay. We're talking, of course, it's the new year, and we're talking about not only a new year, but a new you, because she's a lifestyle expert, and that's what she does. And just, you know, to get a fresh start on things and a new look on things, so we're going to talk about some things for this coming year that might make our lives a little bit more fun, a little easier, et cetera. So do you have any New Year's resolutions?
I do. Actually, my resolution is to enjoy more, with the emphasis on joy.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, for any of us, I think the key to actually having those resolutions or those goals stick is to make them actionable and make them something that you can actually incorporate into your daily life.
Okay. All right. So give me some tips on how we can actually meet these goals or resolutions.
Yeah, well, Rudy's Organic Bakery makes it really simple to stick to those resolutions. They have honey whole wheat and 100% whole wheat bread. These are organic. They are better for you because of their wholesome organic ingredients. And the thing is, you know, for me, we have a family with three kids in it, so we're using a lot of bread. So making that one swap is actually going to add up to a really big change by the end of the year. So something simple, we can stick to it, and the bread is also super delicious.
Okay, so organic bread is like a better way to go. So think along those terms.
Yes.
All right, now what about continuing a healthy diet beyond the bread?
So for me, one thing that I'm focusing on is always making sure that I have something filling for breakfast, mm-hmm. and new Yoplait Greek 100 protein helps me do that because it has 14 to 15 grams of protein in every little 100-calorie cup, mm-hmm. and that makes it an excellent source of protein, and, you know, that helps me feel full until I can, you know, come home for lunch, mm-hmm. and I like to add some fresh fruit and nuts on top, and that's a really great go-to grab-and-go.
Yeah, Greek yogurt is supposed to be, like, the best choice for, you know, yogurts as far as the cultures are concerned and all that, so there you go.
Yeah, and it has a great thick texture as well.
Yeah. Okay, now let's talk about beverages. Got to wash this stuff down with something, the bread and the yogurt. So what kind of beverage do you go for?
That's true. So Palm Wonderful 100% pomegranate juice is delicious, of course, and each 16-ounce bottle has the juice of four whole pressed pomegranates in it. And a UCLA study actually found that pomegranate juice has more antioxidant capacity than red wine or green tea. So that is an excellent choice to make for the coming year.
Very cool. You know, I actually drink that. What I do is I add a little water to it to to cut down on the sweetness of it and stuff, and it's wonderful. It just goes with everything, even with alcohol. But we shouldn't be talking about it. We shouldn't be talking.
We're not talking about
now. No, but it does make wonderful cocktails. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, and Ron, I don't want to forget to mention that for healthy snacking, mm-hmm. smart snacking, I want to give a shout-out to Orville Redenbacher because they are the only leading popcorn brand that uses real butter. And a study showed that 100 calories of their of their microwave popcorn, mm-hmm. like Smart Pop, is actually more filling than 100 calories of chips or pretzels. So popcorn is a whole grain. It is a great choice to make, and you can also dress it up with spices and dried fruit and chocolate. So I actually made, for the Golden Globes, I made chocolate bark with popcorn in it, and it was delicious.
Ooh, very nice. You know, I use the Orville popcorn in a popcorn popper thing, you know, an air popper, and it's actually healthy for you that way. It's actually, like, really, really good.
Yeah.
I just want to say.
Yeah, you're old school. That's awesome, though.
Well, I am old school. Yes, I am. There's no question about that. All right. So those are just some ideas to, that's the goal, is to just make things better for your body than you did last year. And it's not hard to do that. So where do we find these suggestions to remind ourselves, other than listening to this interview over and over again, which I do?
Yes, of course. You can go to betterstuffforlife.com.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And I wish everybody out there a very happy 2017.
Wonderful. Hey, let me ask you, which show do you like the best? Is it CBS This Morning, The Rachel Ray Show, Dr. Oz, Today Show, or The Ron Van Dam Show?
Of course, your show. I mean, that always tops the list.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you, Francis.
Definitely.
Have yourself a wonderful day, and thank you.
Thanks so much. Take care.
All right, bye-bye. Isn't she adorable? Isn't she not adorable? Is she not adorable? Is she adorable? Is she not adorable?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you.
Okay. I've got nothing to say about sex. I just thought it would wake you up. You know, it's funny how when someone says organic, all of a sudden you're supposed to stop in your tracks and go, oh, okay, I'm sorry. You're not talking about, like, food now. You're talking about this organic stuff, huh? Okay, all right, I'm sorry. Yes, I try to have organic vegetables. Oh, you're one of those people. Okay, gotcha now, gotcha. Now I know where you're at. I see a carrot will not do it. It must be organic. Do you even know the difference between a carrot and an organic carrot? Yes, like $2? That's right, it's $2 more expensive. For people not to touch your carrot, to just have the carrot as a carrot, that is more money than if people give the carrot antibiotics, coddle the carrot, wash the carrot. I don't know what you do to a carrot. You spray it with pesticides, I suppose, so that bugs can't eat your carrot first. That costs less money, you see. That's all the stuff you do to that carrot, that costs nothing. But if you do nothing to a carrot, that costs $2 more. I never understood that concept. It's organic bread, only natural ingredients. Okay, so I don't have to do anything to the ingredients. I don't have to add anything. I don't have to, no fortification, no extra vitamins, no, correct. Yes, if we do nothing to your food at all, we're going to charge you double. Okay, fine. That's like going into an insurance company. Yes, I'd like auto insurance. All right, that'll cost you $1,000. Well, what if I don't want your auto insurance? That'll cost you $2,000. What? Yeah, it'll cost you more not to do something. What? Are you serious? Yes, that's what organic is. We do nothing to it and we charge you double. Sometimes I walk into Whole Foods. I have nothing against Whole Foods. I really don't. I don't really care. But sometimes I walk into Whole Foods and I'll just walk around. I won't buy anything because I'm not stupid. I'll walk around the Whole Foods and I'll look at the prices of stuff and I'll just go, I How can bread be $14? How is that possible? Because we do nothing to the bread at all. Oh, that'll cost a fortune. Yes, that's correct. We do nothing, it'll cost a fortune. And then I look at the people that walk around Whole Foods, and I can picture their entire lives. I can't. No, I don't. I won't eat an egg unless the chicken has been, unless the chicken is just allowed to roam all over the place. The chicken comes home, it comes home. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I mean, I don't want my chicken cooped. And I will not eat any eggs where the chicken has not had a loofah shower or has not laid on a silk cushion. They must lay the eggs must be hatched by the most comfortable, well-deserved chickens ever. I want the chickens to have manicures on their beaks and on their claws, and I want those chickens really, really well taken care of before I will eat any of their eggs. And that's what I want from my chickens. Yeah. You know, I only eat organic. Oh, I see. You only eat organic, right? And okay, fine. And what am I supposed to do with that information? Nothing at all. I'm just telling you, I eat organic. Okay, fine. That's great. And the rest of your life is organic as well, I assume, right? Yeah. You wipe your ass with organic toilet paper? Or no? I see. You only have sex with organic people? I don't know what that means, but no. Uh-huh. I wish you peace.